So today we introduce you to the Suicide Prevention Program at Bay State Community Services with the program's coordinator, Laura Rosenthal, and also Prevention Coordinator, Catherine Im. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you here.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an important topic, Laura, just to talk about for sure. And I don't know that a lot of folks, myself included, were aware that Bay State has such a program.
Well, certainly Bay State is a continuum of care.
Right.
And the prevention department that both Catherine and myself are part of is one piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the beauty of being part of a community that is looking out for each other.
Right.
And so, again, we have different roles, but within the prevention department
Right, so there's a prevention umbrella, and then the suicide prevention program is a portion of that?
Correct,
okay.
And certainly what Catherine does, so suicide prevention, I am the program coordinator for. Catherine has another role, but they do overlap,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think total wellness, concentrating on our teens, is what we are working on.
Oh, okay.
And concentrating on working with our adults, care partners,
mm-hmm.
teachers, coaches, anybody that is interacting with that group.
Okay. So what is the Suicide Prevention Program at Bay State Community Services?
Sure. Again, this is to bring awareness, to bring a skill set.
Mm.
How do we recognize, how do we work together to support our teen, or youth is another word. There's, you know, a change in language in how we speak about, and so it's a continuum,
yeah,
of that. And what I am doing is reaching out to community partners, whether, again, as I said, schools, faith-based, anywhere that adults or care partners, as I like to call, mm-hmm. interact with youth.
Mm-hmm.
And QPR is the program that I am presenting.
QPR?
QPR, yes. And I will explain that to
please,
you.
Please, yeah.
The Q is question, P, persuade, and R is refer.
Mm-hmm.
And what that will do is, just like CPR, which is another program that I teach.
Oh, really?
And so it really lends well to my thinking that it's total health that we are working on.
Mm-hmm.
Because mental health has always been so quiet. Now I'm trying to raise awareness, also end the stigma. We all know how important it is to, again, create a healthy being,
mm-hmm.
to recognize that sometimes that stomach ache that one of our teens, or younger or older, has is really some anxiety about going to school, going to work. So these are things that we are working on through QPR. And I know, let me again go back. Q, question,
yep.
P, persuade, R, refer. And QPR was developed specifically to sound like CPR so people understand. And it is from the QPR Institute. Paul Quinnett is the person, PhD, who created the program. And within a 2-hour period, we learn to look for signs and symptoms. What's the difference between a sign and a symptom?
Mm.
We're also looking, how do we approach somebody? What to say?
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, as I believe, is what not to say.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we persuade, I like the word propose, somebody to take this further. Okay, you have a thought possibly, so now what can we do together? What can we do as a team to help you?
Okay.
And then refer, which is resources that we have plenty of to provide. Where can you go? Who can you talk to? Who would you like to be part of this? Not telling somebody how to do this.
Asking them.
Asking them for their input.
Okay.
Because again, you don't want to, you know, be, this is what you should do,
yep.
because that'll completely change the narrative that's going on.
Yep. Nobody likes to be told what
no,
to do, right?
No. So that is the focus of what I am doing in my role for Bay State.
Is this new at Bay State, Laura?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. I've been with Bay State, now it's 5 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this was an added layer, because prevention does need to include all of what we're doing.
Right, and I know, Catherine, you're also new at Bay State, just a few months, right?
Yep, 2 months into Bay State, so we're both relatively new to the position.
Yeah, Bay State, though, as we talked about before we started taping, has a multitude of prevention programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your role in this particular program?
Yep, so I, in my prevention program coordinator role, I'm specifically working on substance use prevention.
Okay.
So I'll be running a coalition that is youth-based, which we will be focusing on substance use specifically because Quincy has had the highest rates of substance use related deaths compared to Norfolk County and Massachusetts.
Mm.
So it's been a growing problem. So we've been trying to focus on prevention specifically targeted towards youth and Quincy High School youth. So we're going to be focusing on that. I also do prevention on tobacco and nicotine usage.
Oh.
So I'm the new Greater Boston Tobacco-Free Community Partnership. So that's where I provide resources and education for how to quit and cessation for tobacco and nicotine, and also how do we prevent youth from starting it. So those are two main roles that I have at Bay State that are focusing on substance use and tobacco prevention.
Okay, so you actually go out to schools and churches and other community organizations with this information?
So we're focusing on, just like how Laura is, we're not focusing on presenting to the youth, we're focusing on to people the youth work closest with, so parents, teachers, guidance counselors,
giving
community
them the
leaders.
Tools.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think we found that presentations to youth aren't as effective as you would go to a school assembly and people would all gather around but not really focus on what's being told.
Young people with no attention spans? are you serious?
Yeah. So
right. No, I understand. Yeah.
So we found that it's more effective to really speak with those who work with the youth rather than giving one-time presentations. So that's how we're approaching education for them.
Sure. So is that the same for the suicide prevention program, Laura?
Yes,
oh,
as
really?
I mentioned.
Okay.
The one piece of it, the QPR, is a program that we are hoping to use through the adults, as I said, care partners, teachers, coaches, these are librarians, anybody, staff, school staff, you know, sometimes it's the custodian or the guidance counselor or anybody that can have a skill set to say, oh, okay, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we finish with a person says, fine. In my mind, fine is always the one I go one more. Now tell me how you really feel. Because we're so used to, you know, if somebody, how you feeling? Oh, well, you know, I went to my my cardiologist, I did this, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say, you know, I had an appointment with my therapist, it's not that kind of language or that kind of talk, and that's what we need to do. Because as I said, it really does go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not dealing so much with folks who might be in crisis, right?
That's correct.
That are suicidal, if you will.
Correct.
You're trying to stop that from, you know, prevent that.
Well, again, being aware and having the tools or a skill set, just like if you recognize that somebody is perhaps having a heart attack and you have the desire to act, if you have a skill set to say, okay, you know, I need to call 911. I have those steps.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to provide for somebody to be the interim. You don't have to be a clinician at this point. It's knowing what to do in between.
Okay. So for someone watching who is, you know, recognizing that, gee, maybe I know somebody in my life that could be suicidal, you know, what is your advice to them?
Well, certainly, again, in this role, we are providing these programs, these classes, programs, seminars for free.
Okay, I was going to ask if there's a cost. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
And thanks to, you know, the funding from SAMHSA and Department of Health here in Massachusetts, that's how we are providing and being able to have myself and Catherine. Do work here in Quincy and beyond.
Right, you're also co-chair of the Norfolk County Suicide Prevention Coalition.
Yes.
Which is what?
Okay. I certainly want to be able to share there because there is a link. I just want to make sure that we cover all about Bay State.
Sure.
So thank you for bringing that up. And if I do want to also say that our teen input is very important.
Okay.
We again need to respect and get all of the information from our teens so we can have these conversations. And just another piece of, again, my role is presenting as many classes as people need to do. And we are also able now to provide in Mandarin our Haitian Creole.
Okay.
So we are trying to recognize and meet people where they are.
Yeah.
And another part of the program is an interactive wellness type of fair, health fair.
Oh.
And we did our first one in Milton. We are hoping to do one here in Quincy. And it is peer driven. We work with the teens. It's very interactive. Being involved and having teen leaders, which like our teen ambassadors, is really important. Because, you know, I, as an older adult, talking to a teen as much as I want to get, but when we have this interaction amongst teens, and then every, you know, it's their community.
Yep.
And while, to me, community starts in the home and then reaches out, we want to make sure that we are not saying, oh, well, you know, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And our LGBTQIA2S+ community is very much impacted by suicide and, again, finding that connection and community. Mm-hmm. So any teens that are interested in becoming, you know, Brianna Keating is our prevention director, and through that number that we can provide, if you're interested in, you know, coming on board and what getting involved, this is what we are trying to do.
Okay, so
not do it for people.
Let them
create.
Do it.
Yes.
For themselves, right?
Or
and
work
for
together.
Their peers. Yeah.
Working together is really what we hope.
Yeah, so if I am someone who is in contact with young people, if I'm a teacher, if I'm a pastor, if I'm a peer group leader, a scout master, a coach, reach out
to
Bay State.
Yes, happy to do these programs for them.
And same, Catherine, for your programs as well, for substance use, reach out to you and you will facilitate the classes?
Yep, so especially with like a growing topic is vaping, so a lot of teachers and school nurses are really interested in how to tackle that topic.
Yes.
So we do give presentations on how to facilitate those conversations,
yeah.
And we will also give it to parents, just how to like facilitate that conversation and not really punish the students, but how to work through their nicotine addiction, because that's just the best way to approach the topic. So, so we offer those presentations for them.
What about, I know it's not a substance, but social media, you know, we've heard so much about overuse of social media and how that can impact a young person's mental health. Is that something Bay State is focused on or is thinking about or could help with? Laura, you're nodding possibly.
I am, because we're taking into account, and I don't want to overstep, taking into account all of the factors that will play a part in one's mental wellness and physical wellness. Yeah. And certainly we know that cyberbullying and all of those. And so the messaging that we are putting out there is teen-informed, right? And again, trying to create the community of teens, and we have some amazing teen ambassadors that then, you know what? Yes, I need to limit this. And understanding why it's important. When you tell someone, whether they're, you know, a toddler through senior, you know, don't do this, and that's where you finish, there is no good outcome.
Right. Yeah.
You need to be able to explain and also listen to what somebody is saying in regards to, well, you know, everybody's doing it this and that. And, you know, the old, I'm definitely older and I'll probably, you know, if everybody did, you know, this, would you follow?
Right.
And certainly it's important that, yeah, I know everybody's doing it, but please understand what's, you know, what really are the outcomes.
Right, yeah.
And I can only give you advice. I cannot make you do it, but this is, and I think having those types of conversations with validating the feelings,
right.
Again,
yeah.
That whether it's a teen, an adult, that's the important piece,
yeah,
of this.
It meets them where they are. It validates,
yes.
You know, their feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives them the information that they need to make a choice.
Exactly.
But it's their choice.
And that's, I think, the whole hope of what we do.
Yes.
And giving hope is really, and you spoke about the coalition. That's,
yeah.
Catherine, are there any things coming up that you wanted to share?
Yeah, so Impact Quincy, it used to be something that was created in 1991, but it over the years we weren't able to work on it. So this year we're revitalizing it and bringing it back together.
Oh.
So I've been working on gathering community partners, community leaders, and youth to join Impact Quincy. So we'll be having our first coalition meeting in February 26th,
okay.
On Wednesday. It'll be at 4 p.m. So that's something that we're hoping to gather more youth and community leaders, parents, and anyone who's interested in substance use prevention to come join along.
Okay, so, where is that, Catherine?
So it'll be at the moment, for the first one, we're going to do Zoom, but
oh, okay.
We're hoping in the future it'll be more of a hybrid, so we can have people see each other's faces and get involved. So,
right.
But just for the first one, we're probably going to do Zoom.
Okay, all mm-hmm. right. And open to anyone?
Yes.
Okay. And through the Bay State website, or how would they access that?
So at the moment, we'll be sending out a email newsletter to everyone.
Okay.
So I think if you get in contact with our email, prevention@baystatecs.org,
yep.
We'll be able to add you to the newsletter.
Okay,
yep.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully maybe a hybrid in-person/virtual in the future?
Yes.
Okay. How often do you see that happening?
We're hoping to do monthly,
okay.
But it's still a growing process. We're in the beginning stages of bringing back Impact Quincy together.
Right, and as you mentioned, 1991, when it was first found, I think it was Alejandro Rivera, actually, that started it many years ago. He's since retired. He was a good friend for many years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll just read from the brochure the mission statement
mm-hmm.
of Impact Quincy. I think it really sums it up nicely. Established in 1991, a community-based collaborative dedicated to building healthy communities through partnership, equity, and collective action. Impact Quincy is made up of key partners reflecting the diversity Quincy and delivers upstream prevention strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So starting and then moving forward.
Yeah, so once we have the youth involved, they'll be given the opportunity to do a social norms campaign within their own schools, and we'll be working with another collaborative of BY. It stands for Building Up Youth. Recently, they were able to go to the State House to talk to legislators about reforming alcohol policies. So that's something that we hope that Impact Quincy, once we have enough youth involved, we can get them also involved with BY leadership and have them also participate in speaking to legislators in the future.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So, Laura, with the suicide prevention mm-hmm. program, have you seen any initial success that you can talk about
Well, certainly getting out into the community.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And again, we thank you.
Yes.
And hopefully when we have dates of upcoming events, we'll be able to share them with you.
Yes.
I know you have a bulletin board.
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful to be part of this. But again, it reminds us that it takes a village, or it takes, you know, a community, and that's why I wanted to, I reached out, and again, so grateful, and yeah, the more and more, oh, I didn't know that this is what,
exactly.
You know, you do.
Well, I said the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know either.
Right,
so, yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, it's sometimes a reactive,
mm-hmm.
You know, that
right.
You look for it when you're in the midst of it. We hope to give you resources, tools, programs that can, hopefully you never need them, again, just like we talk about with CPR,
right.
But having that in your toolkit can be extremely helpful if you find yourself in the situation, and also what I call a desire to act.
Yes.
Because, again, I'm not a clinician, so I don't have a duty to act,
yeah.
But I feel the desire.
Yeah.
And the same thing with those that participate in CPR.
So I think it's worth reiterating QPR.
QPR, question, persuade, and refer. And that, again, is a deliverable that I am able to do for any group,
yeah.
So you know, big or small.
If I am trained in QPR through Bay State's Suicide Prevention mm-hmm. Program, I'll have the tools to, if I know somebody who might be in crisis,
exactly.
to question them.
Yes.
To persuade them.
Propose, yep.
Okay.
No, just my...
And then refer them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So if there's someone watching who
Absolutely.
Feels that they want that skill set,
mm-hmm.
contact you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It is certainly a mission, a passion that I have, and that rolls into my work with the Norfolk County Suicide Prevention Coalition.
Yes, yeah.
And so the best way to explain it is American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Then we have the Mass Coalition, and I have named, that's the mothership.
Yep.
And Norfolk County was the final county to be established.
Oh, okay.
So now Massachusetts has border-to-border coverage. I'm also the co-chair of the Plymouth County.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's where my work started, and we are just so thrilled so that, again, serving while we did as Plymouth County served this area, but now they have their own.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so we, again, looking for people to get involved. Myself, Jenny Babcock, and Darcy Lee are the three co-chairs.
Okay.
And what I'm not able to provide through my work with Bay State, because as I mentioned, it's mostly what we're doing is youth, then the coalition can step in, and so there is another layer.
Yes.
And those are free trainings as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
so
great resources.
It's,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And that is what we're hoping to bring. Now, as I said, we can do that across Massachusetts.
Yes.
And for loss survivors we work with, there are, you know, walks. There are so many ways to get involved. And if people want to, then mcsp.now is the Massachusetts
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and Norfolk County, as I said, myself. I can absolutely chat with people, talk about programs, and see how we can best serve
excellence
community.
Anything
Thank
else
you.
Either one of you'd like to add? You'll have to come back.
Would love to.
Please, yeah,
would
we'd
love to.
Love
Thank
to have you.
You
back for updates. And mm-hmm. again, as you mentioned, specific events, we'll be sure and post them here as well. And
That's
have
wonderful.
You back periodically
yeah.
For updates as well. Yeah.
Yeah. But
thank you
much
both.
Thank you so much for
yeah,
inviting
community
us here.
Partners, that's yeah. what we need.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And
thank
thanks
you.
For watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.